life. Syngman Rhee was almost universally reviled by the nattering leftist that infest the American media and corridors of political power. His chief sin, besides his steadfast opposition to communism, was his utter lack of diplomacy. In the words of Vice Admiral A.E. Jarrell, quote, "Syngman Rhee does not give the impression of being a politician. He is undiplomatic. To those who oppose him, his frankness is rudeness. He is lacking completely in histrionic ability. He never employs double talk or innuendos. The listener always clearly understands Mr. Rhee's meaning," close quote. Would that we had a statesman like that in America today, who spoke the truth, who spoke plainly, who said yes when he means yes and no when he means no. What an idea. Syngman Rhee completely outclassed his contemporaries on the world stage. He was a statesman without peer, a scholar, and a courtly Christian gentleman. It is difficult to study his life and times without coming to believe that his time and place were unworthy of him. Not even the American founding fathers had to endure more suffering and sacrifice than this man. Yet he ended his life, as he had spent much of it, in exile from his cherished homeland. The end came in Hawaii on a sultry July day in 1965. Rhee's body was returned to Korea and buried in a Seoul cemetery for Korean War dead. 500,000 grieving Koreans gathered in the streets of Seoul to pay their final respects. The Korean dragon had flown back up to heaven. Well, we'll pray for his soul and beg God for that mercy that he indeed did fly back to heaven. That concludes the story of Mr. Syngman Rhee. I hope you enjoyed my latest hero story, The Dragon from Heaven, the story of Syngman Rhee, the first president of the Republic of Korea. Again, Jacob the Wonder Boy will rapidly put this into one file. I will hand him this article after I leave here today, and he'll put that into the download on-demand content app that we have, where you can download this full story at a very small fee to share with others and your family. I hope you enjoyed it. 844-527-8723 is how you can call in here. You can email me. I'll check my email, even though I know that no one has decided to send me an email, because, you know what? I'm ignoring your calls for participation, David. I don't really want to be on the show. I just want to sit here in the background. I'm just picking on you guys, but for goodness sakes. All right. So Mike Church sometimes does this. I'm going to try it. I'm going to ask for a volunteer. So whoever hears my voice right now, if you would like to volunteer for my position, here is the position that I need. I need someone to become my scheduler, someone who's going to call my future guest, either call them, email them, FaceTime them, Facebook them, I don't care, make some type of contact with them and set them up on a regular set of interviews with me. I have some old guests that I use that were regulars that I'd like to bring back on. I'm going to have new guests that I'd like to schedule. And I'm just sad to say that I cannot take the time, the extra time, to do that work. And that's why I haven't had a guest in a while. And so I'm going to ask for a volunteer. If you'd like to volunteer for that position to be my scheduler, just email me, david@tffco.com, and I will rapidly employ you in scheduling guests for me. Now, it is a volunteer position. It will just give you the great pleasure of being involved in this great crusade to spread the truth throughout the universe. If I'm ever able, and if Mike is ever able, to have enough largesse to share with people who do work for us, then we will definitely share with you the work and the monetary gain from doing the work. So just to consider for now, please, if you're interested and you want to help the True Money Show get some new and exciting and good guests on the show, email me, david@tffco.com. By the way, I don't say this enough. I'll mention it again right now. I don't always do a live show. I'm supposed to be here every day from 3 to 5. My show airs every day from 3 to 5, but sometimes they are recorded and being replayed, rebroadcast. So, that being said, if you'd like to know when I'm going to do a live show so you can call in, What an idea. So you can call in with a question or answer my financial question today, like how much money should you save out of every paycheck? What percentage of money should be saved? Well, you can email me at that same address, david@tffco.com, and I will add you to my announcement list, email list, and you'll get an email blast on when my live shows will be airing. David@tffco.com. Sandy, you about ready to hear about the seven great small towns to retire in and how one of them is from New Jersey? Well, hang on, sister. Let me do this financial thought of the day first. Financial thought of the day, thanks to Jason Zweig's website, Zweig, Z-W-E-I-G, says this. For August 1st, 2018, Peter Lynch wrote a book, One Up on Wall Street, and Mr. Lynch had this to say. No, quote, no wonder people make money in the real estate market and lose money in the stock market. They spend months choosing their houses and minutes choosing their stocks. In fact, they spend more time shopping for a good microwave oven than shopping for a good investment, close quote. You know, I will go you one better, Mr. Lynch. You're right. Why do we do that? Why do we spend so much time planning for, let's say, a vacation or buying a house and spend so little time talking about our finances and planning with our finances? So he says they spend very little time picking stocks. I'll tell you, I'll go you one better. They spend virtually no time planning their entire financial life. That's why I do financial planning, to show I don't believe money is the most important thing in the world. Matter of fact, it ranks well down the list. But I will say this. Everything you've ever done in your life, as you shared your work, your talent, your time, your experience, your mental energy, your efforts, all these things, right? You'll never get that back. Once it's spent, it's spent. In other words, your life has already transpired. What you did in the past is in the past. You can't get it back. But what did you get in exchange for that? You got what we call money. They monetized the value that you add to society, and they put it in the form that they call cash. Now, you can throw that out in the wind if you want and waste it and never. And so now you spent your life effort in, I don't know, whatever nefarious things you throw your money at. Or you can say, you know, I might want to value some of this and I might want to store some of it somewhere. I might want to save some for a rainy day. I might want to plan to purchase something that I really want. I might want to better my life or my kid's life or my favorite charity's life. Don't you think that's a worthy endeavor to spend more than just about 36 seconds on and deciding how you're going to do it? So I'm going to give a firm agreement, Mr. Lynch, on my financial thought of the day and say that, you know, we could all spend a little more time doing the planning and the strategizing necessary to succeed, not so much in the money world, but in preserving our lifetime work and effort and the value thereof.